We are learning with Sechtes Ksubis, Daf Ayin Hei Amin Aleph, and we are beginning 9 lines for the top of Daf Ayin Hei Amin Aleph, beginning with a line, Rava Omar. We learned yesterday 2 brises. We know that if someone gets married and the husband makes a Tanai, Amnasha Ein Aleh on a Darim, and it's found she has the Darim, the halach is that the Kushin's bottle. But let's say she goes to the Chacham after she's married, and she's Oike the Neder, Oike the Nadarim, she mat in a Darim. The halach is, according to this bryce, it's mekadeshes because you oikel mafreya. But there's another bryce that says that you're not mekadeshes. And the shaila is, what's pshat in 2 bryces? So we had one pshat. One's going to our mayor, one's going to Rav Elazar. And the shaila is if Adam is makpid that his wife shouldn't go to Bezdin to get embarrassed. That's one pshat to answer the stira. Rav Amar new teretz. Rav Amar that the truth is that if you oikel the nedel mafreya, really it should be mekadeshes. But by isha chashuva. We're talking about an isha chashuva. You married isha chashuva. We are worried since she made a nether once, and anytime she's mat in a nether, now she has no nadarim on her. But we're scared since she's made a nether once, she'll continue making a nadarim. She'll be an adronis. And then she'll have to maybe get divorced. And I don't want to get divorced from this lady. Why? Because then I come usher and all her siblings, her sisters, her mother, and this is a very good family. Isha chashuva means Rashi says bas gedolim. It's a very nice family. He wants to be able to still marry into this family. Therefore, the umdana is that he doesn't want to be mekadesh in the first place to a lady who's a bina adronis, because once he's have to divorce her eventually, so then it's going to be a problem that he's going to be awesome to the rest of the kraven. He doesn't want to be awesome to the rest of the kraven in that family. That's Rabbi Pshat. The man the Yomo says en mekadesh
us, huh? But he doesn't have to divorce her.
Now not, but since she made an error, it doesn't have to, but it's going to have to, because it's going to be a darim, then it's not a bit of mechatayas anymore. If it's a new neder, and there's no way to matter it, you're going to have to divorce her. And it's like, it's a deer, he doesn't have to come to that, she's an adronis. Yochi, how do you learn this? If that's a pshat on the ratio, what's on the sefer? The sefer says, what about if it's the opposite case, that he's the one who made the neder? Yochi, sefer, the tani, let's say he got married, a master, he doesn't have any darim on him, the loch is his bottle, the Kedushin. But let's say he goes to the Chacham and says in the Sefer, the Tanya of Hush, Allah, it's a Chacham, a Tiru, or it's a Reife, had a mum, and he went to Reife Varipa, he saw Mekudashas. List the Ainim Mekudashas. Why don't we say Ainim Mekudashas? Lay Mahacha, one Mechashavas Giron, the Amra, the Shul Seil, and Nichli, it's a Kraven. Yeah, I don't be also in his Kraven. If this is the problem that we're worried that she will be an Adronis and he'll be also in his Kraven, why can't we say she has the same Taina that she doesn't want him to be a nadron, a guy makes nadarim, and it'll be us in his kriven. I can ask me, and till now, why was it better the sefer? Tais speaks out like this. The bishul we say the varas on the roitz osher to zbaza ishtoy bebezdin. That was the pshat in the mandiyama einim mekudeshes. That was yesterday's pshat. Because the person's makbir, his wife should be embarrassed bezdin. Then it's not shver by the husband, because by a man, it's not embarrassing to go to bezdin. So therefore, it's understandable that by a man, it's mekudeshes. But if the svara is isha chashuva, so by man, why is it different? By adam chashuva, should be the same halacha. So really, this kasha is a little bit shver, like the mashal points out that by a man, he could give her a get. He didn't have to give her a get. That isha has no control of a get. So what are we worried about? Like we're saying that if he's matir an edda, we're worried that he'll make an edda again, and then she'll be also inscribing because he'll have to give a get. He doesn't have to give a get. She can't demand a get for that. So that's what the Marashal talks about, Ayin Shom, to what he answers. But Akaponim, so the Gemara is asking Akasha, what's between him and her? And for the Gemara, Ihi, she, Becholdu Nichli. She doesn't need that for this family. She's not so makbid on her Shaduchim. Because Rosh Lakish, the Omer Rosh Lakish, Tav Lamesiv Tandu, Aisha says, it's better to live with a peer, Lamesiv Amlu, or to live alone. She wants to live with company. The Iker reason Aisha wants to get married is to have company, and she wants to get married much more than the man, and therefore she's willing to settle much more. That's what Shlokas is tying. Therefore, he doesn't care which family, she doesn't care as much which family it is, and therefore it's always Mekadeshes. Once we mention this member of Shlokas, Tav Lamesiv Tandu, we mention other members. Abai Amar, the Shumshin of Gavra, Kursaya Becharos Ramalei. Even if the husband is very short, like an ant, she still is happily to be married because she puts a chair bei cherusa by the sarim between the people who are married. You know, I have a husband like you do. She could sit with the chashuva ladies because she has a husband. Rapapam with the nafsa gavra, the isha whose husband is a manafis semer, he combs wool, and some it's a moss take a job. Still tikraya besife bava tesev. She will call him to sit next to her on the front steps because she's happy she's married. She doesn't care what he's like. Ravashyam the Kalsagavra Loi Boyi Kalsagavra means if the husband comes from a family with a doifi with a bad name, still she won't even ask him to make him to make her a lentil soup. Loi Boyi Tafka the Kidra. She won't even ask him to get lentils for the easy thing to do. It's not even expensive. She won't even ask him for that. She won't ask for anything. She has a husband, she's happy. Tana, but the Brisa says, "V'kulon mezanois v'toilois bevaleim." But you're right; they're all happy to be married. But lemaisa, they used their husbands as a cover for their znus, and they have a baby. They say it came from the husband. Now the shaila is this Brisa not like Rav Shlokas? Shlokas sounds like the word is that it's real that the wife is happy to be married, whoever it is. And now we're saying really she's not really so happy to be married to this lowly person, but she uses the husband as a cover. So is it a steer or two things? So I saw in the back in the Radal, maybe tiny like this, that it depends. If they're so lowly, like a Shumshana or a Nafsa or a Kulsagavra, the family is a bad family, there she's not as happy, and there the Mazanis Vatelas Balaya. Mashenkin, the Klara Slok is a regular Isha, doesn't need a chosh of a shidduch. As long as it's a good shidduch, a decent shidduch, she's very happy. Zog to Gemara Vaita. It's in the Mishnah. Komumin shepoislem bekahanim are poisel be noshim. That means he made a tanai that you shouldn't have any mum. If there's a mum that passes the kohen from avoda, that type of mum will passel the isha and make that it's not a mekadesh because it's not kima tanai. Tano, look at the bride. So sifu aleim we moisiv on the mumin zaya if she sweats a lot. Veshuma, shuma is like a mole, a blister, a big pimple. Or constant bad breath. These three mumim will make that she is not mekudesh. That's a mum. Are these mumim not by a kohen? But I learned in the Mishnah. This is talking about a behema hazaken. A behema that's too old or a chayla was sick. Vahamuzum, which is again also the muzum. So he thought muzum means either reyach apeh or zaya. Those things are possible by a behema. Vatnan mumim elu. Bein kvuim, bein oivim, poislim v'adam, psulim v'adam. It says, these mumen, including Zakin Chayla and Muzim, are possible by Adam, bein kvuim, bein oivim, even though it's going to be oivim. But like upon him, while you have the mumen, it's possible. So you see, Muzim is possible by a kohen. Why are we saying that we're adding on Zeya and Reich HaPeh as an addition to the mumen that the Kohanim have, and this addition is by Noshim? L'chayr, it's a first Mishnah that these the mumen of Muzim does apply to a kohen. So Gemara have two truths. Om Rav Yosi, Rachni Eloi Kasha. Kam bezeya oiveres. Kam bezeya she'ena oiveres. That there's two type of we learn like the Rashi Madura Kama. The two type of zeya. Zeya oiveres means that it's a zeya that you sometimes have it and sometimes not. So by a kohen when he's not perspiring, when he doesn't have the zeya, he's talking kasha lakuna. Mashenken by isha. Even if she has this condition, a chronic condition, that sometimes she gets Zeya, it's not a good condition. Why? Because since he's constantly married to her, if she's going to become a Muslim every few days or every few weeks, that is no good, and therefore condition is bad. She ain't going to call him. Whenever he's doing good, he could do Avayda. And Kam Bezeya Shein Averas, the case that says that Muslim is not kosher by a Kayin, it's talking about Zeya Shein Averas, that it's a constant Zeya, then even by a Kayin is no good. That's Rabbi Yosi's teretz. Rav Ashi Yomah, different teretz. Zeya Muzim Karamas, Zeya Muzim are two different things. The two different things. Muzim means someone whose whole guf is Masriach. And that, of course, is possible Kahuna and it's possible for Noshim. There's no Sheikhas. Zeya means perspiring. And that doesn't say anything in the Mishnah by Bukharis that's possible by a Kohen. And why Taka, even while he's perspiring, why Taka, well, even while he has a Zeya, why Taka is not possible Kahuna? Because Hasim Gavik Kahanim, you could scrub your body with wine, with the juice from the wine. You could scrub your body with this, like vinegar, type of vinegar, and take off the smell. You could put a hot pepper in your mouth, like doing mouthwash. So therefore, you could do avoda. Avagav isha le'afshir. Avagav isha. It's never since it's a constant reich apeh. So you can't mouthwash every time you want to talk to your wife. Therefore, it's a problem. Same thing with Zayah. You can't start rubbing yourself with wine or vinegar every time. Therefore, it's bottle. And therefore, Kedushin is bottle. So we're answering that Muslim is a different thing. But even Zayah is always kosher by a kohen because there's a way to remove it. And by Isha, since she's constantly married to her, we cannot rely on that. What is the case of Shuma that we said it's a mum? And it's a mum that makes that in the Kadeshas. Hai Shuma Echidamya. Either is Basar, if the Shuma, this mole, has hair coming out of it, Hachavacha Pasla. It's Pasla Sai by Kahuna and Sai by Isha. Why? Because that's a disgusting mum. Either Lahi is Basar, if it has no Sar, it's Ishuma Gedali. If it's a big Shuma, Hachavacha Pasla. Both cases are Pasla. Ishuma Ketana, if it's a small Shuma, it's not possible either case. And we're assuming that the Svara is, if the Shuma Ketana, it wouldn't be possible by Isha. The Tayyum Tana Braisa. This is by a Kayin. Shuma Shesh Basar raise a mum. That's a mum. If it has Sar, if it has hair coming out of the mole, out of the blister, out of this pimple, it's a mum. Aim Basar, if it has no Sar, Gedoyla, if it's a big one, raise a mum. Ketana Aim Basar, Vezu Gedoyla, it's called a Gedoyla. Until the size of the Issa Ataki, that's called a Gedoyla, and that's a mum. But Ketana is not a mum. We're assuming by Isha also, a Ketana is not a mum. So what's the case that we're adding on that Shuma is possible by Isha? I'm Rav Yisrael Brachanino. It's Taka Ketana. But he made this apadachta. But it's on her forehead. And since it's on her forehead, it's no Sar and it's a Ketana. But on the forehead, that's already not nice looking, and therefore, it's Eino Mekadeshas. Right, the Gemara padachta v'tara forehead raw. He saw it when the fire. We got married anyway. Amra papa v'meiz l'tachas kippa shereisha. It's under a head covering. It's a little bit under a head covering, and v'zimin de'mischaz v'mischaz. You don't always see it. It's very possible he missed it, and therefore, but since it's visible, so therefore it's mum by isha and it's not mekadeshes.
It's visible. It's always covered.
It's not. It says it's not always covered. It's under like the beginning of the covering, so sometimes it sticks out, sometimes it does not stick out. Om Rav Chista, Ha Milsa Megavra Rav Shmili, Mon Rav Shila, following this thing I heard from Megavra Rava, who is that Rav Shila, Noshka Kelev, if she got a dog bite, and asked her to come into Lekas, and a scab or a big scab grew there, a big scar grew there, I raised a mum, that's a mum, by Isha. Om Rav Chista, Koil Ova by Isha, a thick coil, which means a very raspy voice. Harei ze mum. That's a mum by Isha. Why? Shnema ki koylech orei v'marech nove. Like the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, koylech orei v'marech nove. And that shows that Isha is supposed to have a sweet voice. It's a little bit shver, because maybe it's saying she has a sweet voice. Who said you don't have a sweet voice? That's a mum. But kapadam, that's what Rav Chista says, that a kol of Isha is a mum. Tani rasim bira, bein dad de Isha tefach. Between the two dadim of Isha is a tefach. Now, what does that brayso mean? So, Acha Brei Rava Kamei Rav Ashi Leimar Tefach LeMayusa, to say that that's a Milo, that's Noi. Trying to say Noi LeIsha that Dadao are separated by a Tefach. Amalei Rav Ashi Gai Mumen Tanya. That brayso is in the same area as the Mumen, so it has to do something with the Mumen. So, Dr. Gemara, so it must be that a Tefach is too much, and that's a Mum. VeKama. Which means to say, what's called nice? On my baya, shloisha etzbayis. Three etzbayis, that's considered nice. And you have to know exactly what's in a geya, what's a noy. We know a tefach is called a mum, taka. What's in a geya? He has to ask, that what's the kama noy? What exactly is that in a geya? The Maram Shif talks about that exactly, what's in a geya to know. And you have to know. He says, v'chein pirish rashi b'salma v'kama noy hula, lo yafarish, the kama loy have a mum. The kibbutz of a tefach have a mum. Shmamina, the botzer loy have a mum. Less than tefach is not a mum. The ksasya shilira is loy nafkamina. What's nafkamina? What's called noy? Because less than tefach is not a mum. The efsha loyim am his the imo amanashtim of phlegas, but noy. You made it tonight like that, then you have to three tefachim. That's what he wants to say, the Maram Shif. If you say, you make it tonight, you want someone with phlegas who's very, very noy, very nice, then it has to be three etzvahs. Tanya. Rav Nosson Omer, Kol Isha Shadadel Gasim Mishal Chavei Seha, Harei Zimum. Any Isha whose dadim are bigger than her friend's dadim, Pashusa means her other people, that her dadim are bigger than other people. Some want to say maybe it means one dad is bigger than the other dad, but Pashusa means, Pashusa, we're reading the Gemara, means that that her dad, dad, not bigger than a friend's dad, and that's a mum already. That's already a mum. We see how the Lashon Shulchan Aruch here brings it down. It says, "Mami poisel v'nashim." So it says different things, and it says. So it says over there also that the gasim mechaber says the same lashon. So you don't see anything from mechaber. Like upon him, so mashal means bigger than the friends or bigger than one of them bigger than the other one. That's a mum mekama. Omar Meisha Bar Brei Rav Yishuv Malevi Mishrei Rav Yishuv Malevi Tefach. If it's bigger a tefach, that is called a mum. Is it possible sort of thing? Yeah, I saw a certain guy, she swung her dadim behind her, she nursed her child, so you see how big it could be. Once you mention Rav Meisha, we're going to mention a drosh Rav Meisha. It says in the Pasuk, and Tzion Yoimer, which means on Eretz Yisrael we will say, Ish v'ish yulad ba. You gave birth to Ish and Ish. Who are you calling now? El Yoin. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu will establish you to be an El Yoin. So what's the challenge pasuk? Om Rav Meisha Barbrei Rav Shuba Levi. Echad an El Ba, say a child who's born in Tzion, v'echad amatzap l'roysa. And say a person who wants to, who's yearning to see Eretz Yisrael, by them Hashem will establish them El Yoin l'mayla kol oylam. That's a mylova yulut tzion. Omar Abaye v'chad minayu one eretz yisrael dika is odav katrei minon is like as good as two as us, as good as two chutz la'aretz dik. The Ben Yehuda learns al pidrush that you see taka they keep one day yontiv, we have 2 days yontiv. That 1 day is like our 2 days. You see, one of them is our 2 days. Omar Rava v'chad minon, but one of us kisal klasim when we go there odav katrei minon. We're as big as two eretz yisrael now when we go there. Why? Because if you do tshuva, nase zedaynes kischuyos. That's when you double there. It's a shul. The Rabbi Yirmiya, what's the right? Rabbi Yirmiya, the Chiyav Hakol, when he was here, the other my current body. You know what the Rabbanon was saying? Kisal klasim went there. It's a shul. Kari lani called us a bavli to pshay. Like the first week out, but there it's a shul. Don't call us bavli to pshay. Only this chustars nickel went there. It's a shul. Calls us bavli to pshay. So you see, they get even bigger than their shul people. They're even bigger than their shul people once. The chutzlars person goes to learn, and what's pshat in Eretz Yisrael? That you're better. Why they're better than us? What's the pshat? So, because the avir is machkim. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, the avir itself makes you learn Torah better.